This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
We've been talking about the economy writ large, and now here's a story about one small piece or wing of that economy and why it matters. Raise your hand if rotisserie chicken has been on the menu at your house recently. In the past few decades, the ready-to-eat birds have become a grocery store staple and the go-to dinner option for a lot of Americans. More than half of households have bought prepared chicken in the past year, according to Nielsen. Annie Gasparo wrote about the rotisserie chicken boom in the Wall Street Journal this week and joins me now. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
So how did the rotisserie chicken become sort of the cash cow, so to speak, of the grocery store?
Well, going back to the 90s, when they really first became popular, grocery stores started selling them because they were losing shoppers to Boston Chicken, now Boston Market, the restaurant chain. And since then, their rotisserie chickens have been a real success, more than 600 million sold in the U.S. last year.
And you write 87 million were sold at Costco alone. What is the appeal, do you think?
Well, especially at Costco, they have really held a hard line on pricing and kept them at $4.99 since 2009. And a 3-pound rotisserie fully cooked chicken for $4.99, there's just not much that can beat that. You know, that chicken can easily feed a family, and you can't go to McDonald's and feed a family for under $5.
And grocers are going to pretty great lengths to keep prices down. Costco's even building its own processing plant. Why is that so important, that price point?
The executives I spoke with at Costco and a few other grocers all made it very clear that customers know that price point. There are a few items in the grocery store that everyone knows the price of. They compare prices. You have milk, eggs, bread, and rotisserie chickens. And they're just one of those things that people expect it to be a certain price, and they're very sensitive to it, and they compare with other grocery stores. So, you know, if Costco doesn't want to lose shoppers to Kroger, they have to have a really competitive price, and vice versa.
And with so many grocers competing for that business, can you talk about some of the strategies they're using to get people to buy their chicken in particular?
You might notice there are a lot more varieties these days of rotisseries. You can get sriracha flavored, barbecue flavored. You can get all natural, organic, antibiotic free. So you have a lot of innovation on that front. And then at the same time, there's tactics like, you know, where you place the warmers in the store. Some grocery stores are putting them at the very front in the checkout lanes, basically, which is a new thing.
Next to the candy bars?
Yeah, they're hoping that, you know, maybe in addition to a candy bar, you'll buy a chicken.
And part of this is getting people in the store to buy other things that might have higher profit margins, right?
Yes, you see a lot of people buying several side dishes, you know, maybe a bottle of wine, and those side dishes, especially if they're prepared foods like mac and cheese or mashed potatoes, they really do have great margins for the grocery stores. And you'll even see some of those side dishes in the warmers with the chickens also, to really try to tempt people. And grocery stores are really in need of sales growth. And so these chickens, not only do they drive in traffic and help with the top line sales, but getting the margins from the side dishes is really important to the bottom line.
Annie Gasparo on the chicken beat for the Wall Street Journal today. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.